Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Next month will mark 10 years since the Pabst Theater Group took over management of the Riverside Theater on Milwaukee's West Wisconsin Avenue. The theater opened almost 90 years ago, and it was on the verge of being gutted or demolished several times during its history. Its existence has been more stable since developer and philanthropist Joseph Zilber launched a complete renovation of the space in 1984, with another large-scale improvement 21 years later.
Later this fall, a new marquee and 40-foot vertical sign will hang over the Riverside's entrance, development that has both literal and symbolic significance. Gary Witt is CEO of the Pabst Theater Group, and John Kersey is Executive Vice President of Zilber Limited, and they're both with us in the Lake Effect studio. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Why is the new marquee at the Riverside important? Is it for the theater itself or something beyond that?
You know, I think it's important for us as a city in that the tremendous amount of activity and the number of performers who actually come to the city, the names of the performers, you know, we just announced Tony Bennett the other day, and, you know, whether it's that or Neil Young or Bob Dylan, it gives the city a sense of self. It helps to give the city a perception, a feel that exciting things happen downtown on a regular basis. And the marquee being outside kind of highlights the exterior of the building and tells a story of really to everyone else of what's happening inside the building, which is all the more important to make our case for being a real anchor for West Wisconsin Avenue.
You know, one of the great things about Milwaukee is it's really a combination of preserving our old heritage and new things going up. And clearly, a great part of Milwaukee's history is the Riverside, which was built in 1929. So to the extent that we can give it a new face but keep the old feel, you know, I think it's a real boon for Milwaukee.
And as I was looking at the history of the Riverside, it's interesting. It never really dawned on me that it opened sort of right at the end of the vaudeville era. And so I wonder if there has already been a heyday for the Riverside Theater or whether you look at this right now as being the theater's heyday.
Well, I think that's interesting because, of course, there are different eras when entertainment meant different things to downtown, the downtown experience. And I think during the era when the Riverside was built, you had a higher penetration of theaters downtown that probably impacted the theaters equally at a different level. But I think the difference maker now is that the theater itself has a greater responsibility to be doing what it's doing to make the city continue to move forward.
I mean, I guess I'm wondering, and do you think does the theater define downtown in a way today that it perhaps never had in the past?
This is one of the reasons why the theater helps to define downtown. Our organization, the Pabst Theater Group, sends out 52 million emails a year. Now, I know everyone listening probably thinks they get all 52 million, but it's not true. But the truth is that having the ability to send out 52 million emails a year, spend $1 million or so in marketing, and have the large names that you have, the ability to speak about on a regular basis, that plays a greater role in defining the excitement level of what's happening downtown.
When you look at the Riverside, it sort of ebbed and flowed with downtown. You know, downtown was the center of Milwaukee in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and the Riverside Theater was right at the center of that. You know, in the 60s and 70s and 80s, maybe downtown declined a little bit. You know, if your thing is kung fu movies, you know, the Riverside peaked in the late 70s. You know, if it's live entertainment, diversified entertainment, I think it's peaking right now. And it really is hitting its stride.
So what do you think about kung fu movies? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You mentioned something a couple minutes ago that I wanted to get back to, and that is the notion of this theater as an anchor for West Wisconsin Avenue. Can you talk about the significance of the location?
I think when you have the location of the convention center where it's currently housed and where it obviously will be for the future, that's not going to move anyplace. And you have a significant number of people that flow through that, as well as the convention hotel, the location of the hotels. And you had, you know, previously, obviously, with what was a more successful Grand Avenue and the retail ability of what was down on West Wisconsin Avenue, that was an area that was successful. But the truth is that it doesn't matter whether the Bucks build their arena, you know, north of the space where they've chosen to go, or whether or not Rick Barrett and everyone chooses to build on the very popular lakefront, which who can deny the beauty of being able to be on the lakefront. But the reality is that a big city and a successful city succeeds in all the areas of the city, and you can't neglect or abandon a certain area just because it's simpler in your own mind to think through the process of either moving near Schlitz Park or moving to the lakefront. I also think an important factor here that doesn't get mentioned often enough, and I'm really privy to being a big part of this, to being involved in it, is that I've been able to, in my short time in the city in 13 years or so, been able to work with two great individuals. Mike Cudahy when I first came here, and then meeting Mr. Zilber 3 years later when we took over the Riverside Theater. And a really important factor happened there. And I know we booked a lot of cool shows and a lot of great music has come to town and comedy and everything. But what really happened during those two moments of meeting Mr. Cudahy and Mr. Zilber was tremendous impact of civic-minded investment in the city. Not just investment of, oh, I'm going to go build a big tower on the lakefront, or I'm going to go build an arena on the north side and get assistance doing it. These are two individuals who believed in the city of Milwaukee so much that they decided to make a civic-minded investment. Mr. Cudahy in purchasing the Pabst, which was annually losing money. Mr. Zilber, who rescued the Riverside Theater from the wrecking ball and having it become a building of offices or something later, and who, till the days, his last days in Milwaukee, still came to shows, I think, with his accountant's pencil out to try and find out how it was all working.
Well, and can you speak to the where the Riverside and the venues fall within the philanthropic portfolio of the Zilber companies?
Well, although Gary might think so, it is not a philanthropic endeavor for Zilber Limited. It is part of our portfolio. We run it like a business. We went out and we got the smartest, most ethical guys we could to run it, and ended up with Gary and his team. Not sure how that happened. It's a small pool, but
tidal pool.
But it is significant, though, that for all the people out there that could have done this, you know, this is not called the Zilber Theater.
No, and clearly the investment we put into it is not recovered by the rent that we get out of it. Because for Joe, you know, this was a place that he would go to as a kid. You know, he lived on about 11th and Lloyd, so he would take the streetcar into downtown and spend his afternoons dreaming about one day owning a theater. And when he did, it really felt it felt right to him to make this an investment for the city of Milwaukee, and he did that. And I think he did that in 1984, and again back in 2005.
You know, I think we both run companies that are focused on making a profit, on being successful in making a profit. But we also both run companies that have an eye towards doing things to help to make the city a better place. And to be honest, we're fortunate enough to be in a city where we can actually do things that can be a part of writing in the page, the future pages of the history of the city, where we could actually do the work that we're doing, and it could make a difference to the city. If I was doing the work that I'm doing in Chicago, I'm not quite sure that there would even be an air bubble that would pop up in the middle of the day.
Joe knew that in order to move Milwaukee forward, we needed to attract young people, and he also knows how important, you know, the arts and music is to young people. And to the extent that he could contribute by making the Riverside an attractive place to book shows, which I think is really very important for everybody, that was his motivation.
It's kind of amazing to think that in 2015, the idea that that Tony Bennett would be a vehicle to bring in young people is a viable concept.
Well, it's very true. Well, Tony Bennett's one of the few entertainers that have been able to not only exist within the generation who we grew up with, but also to be able to carry back, you know, into newer generations who've discovered his music.
Our first show, really one of our first shows with Gary, was Tony Bennett. And it was a great moment for Gary and myself when we came up with the concept of, why don't we have Michael and Joe introduce Tony Bennett? And we did that. It was hard to convince both of them to get up there, and they did, and I think they really enjoyed it. And it was really a great moment, and I think we have pictures of that, to see Joe and Michael introducing Tony Bennett and then meeting him backstage. And Joe was just amazed at the vitality of Tony Bennett. And, you know, and Joe, as you know, was pretty active to the end and said, you know, this is how you got to do it.
Can you talk about the significance of the historic preservation fee that that is part of the, you know, the ticket buying equation and the role it has been able to play in preserving and restoring these theaters?
I think that's a really great question to ask, because as I travel around the country and I visit other theaters, as easily as I take a 90-mile drive south, one of the things that makes Milwaukee different, as John mentioned earlier, relative to the historic buildings that we have here, is that we also maintain our historic buildings. You know, we'll do 3 nights of Widespread Panic and 3 nights of Humphreys McGee at the Riverside Theater, but the very next day we'll have Nora Jones in the Riverside. And the difference between those two nights is that the 3 nights of Humphreys McGee or so, there's going to be kids running around and they take the first 10 rows of seats out, and it's going to be an interesting and wild night. And then the very next day, it'll be a sold-out show of people sitting in their red velvet chairs with clean floors, smelling great. And everyone there at the Nora Jones show will feel like that theater was built specifically for them. The important factor there is that through our original deal that we put together with John, we were able to put together a historic preservation fee that adds on to the ticket price. And what it does is it allows every patron, whoever buys a ticket for the Riverside Theater, to be able to be a part of revitalizing and maintaining it and making sure that it becomes the greatest theater that it possibly can be. So we don't fall into disrepair, as you might find if you go to some theaters in Chicago or even to Madison. And it hopefully won't get into a situation where we have to do a, you know, as the Pabst had to incur twice, quite significant, you know, tens of millions of dollars worth of remodeling.
Do you look at the new marquee as the demarcation of one era to the next?
I think we look at it as a new marquee. Realistically, it's an evolution is what it is. It you know, in one way, internally, as I, you know, talk with John, we discuss it. I mean, I think it's a sign of the success of the building. You know, I mean, in prior years, just keeping it open before we came on board was a good thing. But I think that we've sold a lot of tickets. We've had a lot of great bands come here. They've really enjoyed their experience. People really enjoy their experience when they come to the theater, and the marquee is a sign of that. But I think that the Riverside still has a lot of work yet to do. It's not as inclusive as it should be. We have a lot, you know, we don't do enough children's shows. We don't do enough urban shows that come to the venue. We don't do enough country shows. So we still have places to go, because the Riverside serves a greater responsibility of being a place that says we want you to come downtown. And I think we've got more work to do.
Maybe we did it the opposite of most theaters. You know, some theaters put all the money on the outside and nothing on the inside. We built the infrastructure on the inside, you know, the accommodations for the performers, which I know plays a part in many of them coming back, are second to none. You know, the seats, the lighting, and now we've come and said, all right, now let's explode this thing and make this beautiful marquee. And plus, it'll be great for the Avenue.
Yeah.
Well, and so logistically speaking, what's the time frame for the new marquee?
Well, beginning work is end of October, beginning of November, and, you know, we project to be done sometime in December. But you know, the good news is that we're not really done. We have plans to replace the seats on the upper level next year. We're planning to replace the elevator the artists use in back next year as well. So this is an evolution of a theater that's going to continue to get better and that will continue to play an important role in the city of Milwaukee. I mean, I think it's been proven that when you build a building, it's not necessarily only the architecture, it's not the materials that are used to build it that predict its success. It's also somewhat the soul and identity of the theater. And in reality, Mr. Zilber is the soul and identity of the theater, because his belief in the theater is the reason why we have a chance to be working in it now. And it didn't ever see the days of the Wrecking Ball. But right now, the success of it, in addition to that, is you know, the operation of it and the people that manage it and run it and enable it to be able to be successful. And I think it has tremendous, tremendous things to do for the city in the future as well.
Well, it is already an amazing success story. Gary Witt, John Kersey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mitch.
John Kersey is Executive Vice President of Zilber Limited. Gary Witt is CEO of the Pabst Theater Group. You'll find pictures and a link to more on the plans for the Riverside Theater's new marquee at WUWM.com.